Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, over on the board. Welcome in on a special Tuesday edition of the show. Our salute to the Wisconsin Air National Guard. Welcome into hour number two of the big show. Now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, whatever you were doing this holiday season. We appreciate you bringing us along. And it's a great day to be along, as a matter of fact. If you're listening to us live on this Tuesday, the Tuesday before Christmas, now is your time to call in. If you're listening, we're going to replay this show, General, on the Tuesday after Christmas. So if you call in the day after Christmas, no call-ins. But today, as we are live, we encourage you to call in and ask the General, as we call it, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. You could download it on your Apple or Android device. Just go into your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. It takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Well, she says that about their app, not about ours. But, you know, I try to get on the train, you know, a little bit. But download the Civic Media app. You can call us or text us there on the app as well. But right now, 844-967-2789. First of all, Brigadier General David May, Commanding Officer of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, thanks so much again for doing this. And holy macaroni, those two folks you brought along with us. I mean, Captain Eagle and Airman First Class Jones, cream of the crop.
Hard act to follow, but that's indicative of the amazing talent that we have in this organization.
I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but again, having been a little bit around some of your folks, to hear people like that, to go to work every day and be around that kind of excellence and energy, that must just have to be a rush for you.
Oh, it fills my cup every day. It's the inspiring, gratifying part of this duty and this job. Being around young people and hearing what they're doing, hearing what their plans and aspirations are, and all the great things that they intend to do in their personal and professional lives. It's sometimes overwhelming, but it's fantastic.
And I mean, it's easier to go to sleep at night when your organization, the folks that you command, are of that high quality. It's like, well, I don't have to worry about a whole lot.
I have complete faith in the people in my organization, surrounded by fantastic people. I know that we will persevere no matter what we're faced with.
Well, we appreciate you being here. We're going to start this off. And again, I don't know if any commanding officer of the Wisconsin Air National Guard has done this. So I appreciate you doing this and taking the opportunity. General May is going to take your calls. And this does not happen often where you can speak to the commanding officer of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. Give us a call. The only thing we ask is be respectful, obviously, and realize there are certain things the general can't talk about. Anybody in active duty military service, they don't take a political stance. And they also, you know, have security things. They can't give away state secrets, literally and figuratively. But beyond that, we're happy to take your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Ask the General. We start off with Stephen up in Green Bay, listening in on our station up there, WGBW. Stephen, thanks for listening. What's your question for General May?
I really don't have a question, mostly because I'm terrified of planes and therefore have stayed as far away from them as humanly possible. But I did call in to just say thank you for your service. Anytime that I come in contact, whether it be on the radio or in person with someone who's active duty, I make sure to take time out of my day to thank them for their service because they certainly didn't have to. And I realize that without their sacrifice and their service to our country, I would not be able to do the things that I do every day. So I really just want to reach out and thank you for your service. And that's about it.
Hey, Stephen, thank you so much for that. The support from the community is essential to what we do here, and knowing that we're appreciated, it means a lot to us. So I appreciate you calling in to share that sentiment. We hear it a lot, and I would say at this point in time, sometimes we feel like we're a little bit insulated or isolated from society at large. So whenever we can interact and just have a normal conversation with people, we really value that a lot. So thank you, Stephen.
Stephen, thanks so much. Appreciate it. If you'd like to ask General Brigadier General David May, the commanding officer of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, a question, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us or call via the Civic Media app. Let's go to here in Madison, listening on WMDX. McKinley here in Madison. Thanks for listening, McKinley. What's your question for General May?
Good afternoon, sir. All the branches right now seem to be having recruitment and retention problems. What is the Air National Guard in Wisconsin doing to try and, I guess, combat that? And are you having those same problems that the rest of the branches are?
So we are. And every service and every component is struggling with this in some shape or form. The approach that we've taken is essentially reintroducing ourselves to our communities, to our state, to society. I feel like sort of the fabric of society kind of got pulled apart through COVID, and a lot of things changed. And the normal way that we interacted with people that were interested in the service really changed. So we are reinvigorating how we engage in the schools, how we engage with other partner organizations. So for example, we have a partnership with the Future Farmers of America. We have a partnership with the National Interscholastic Cycling Association, places where we'll find young people that might be interested in serving, organizations that have core values like the Air Force and the Air National Guard. And we're starting to see some success with that, but it's really a whole new approach to that. Fortunately, our retention is really quite good. The people that we have, like the folks that you just heard from, they tend to want to stay, which is great. So once we get you, chances are you're going to want to stay with us, and that's normally what I hear. But making that initial communication to fully explain what the opportunities are in the Air National Guard is the challenge. Airman Jones did a good job of that, kind of walking through that. But finding the right fit in each service and each component has something different to offer, and we all want people to find the right path and the right avenue to serve if that's what they want to do.
General, outside of the national Air Force marketing plan, is there a marketing team or folks from the Wisconsin Air National Guard that, I mean, you know, try to get into these, you know, cell phone devices or get in front of those folks where they are as far as how they consume information to get the message out?
I have a very small recruiting force here in Wisconsin, and typically in years past we haven't needed a large force. It's increasing in size a little bit, but I have about a dozen people that that run this statewide effort of recruiting. So I've asked all of our members to get out and try to share the message and talk about the opportunities that we have, so that we're sort of multiplying and amplifying that message to find young people that certainly want to serve, and they're out there. We just need to make connection with young people and see if it's a good fit for them.
I think more of the stories we heard today from Captain Eagle and Airman First Class Jones, I mean, the more you hear that human story. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, if I were a little younger general, maybe I've reached past my prime, you understand.
Well, like I told you on the break, I've been getting out into schools myself to really understand the environment and kind of understand the problem. I happened to be in a high school in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning to meet with a young student who wanted to talk to somebody that knew something about the Air Force. And she walked in to see me, and I said, "Well, what do you want to do?" She said, "I want to be a pilot." I said, "Well, let's talk."
She got a role model sitting right here.
And we talked for a good 30 or 40 minutes, and I mentioned that, you know, it's not unusual to find other female pilots. As Captain Eagle said, we have fewer fighter pilots that are females. In our other aircraft, there's much higher representation. Anybody who's interested and capable, we want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I certainly hope that this young woman joins our organization, because she's she knows what she wants to do, and she hopefully wants to do it in this organization, but she wants to fly.
And we'll get the details, the number, and the website people could go to. We'll put it on our show notes. We'll have Mr. Zomers put it on our website as well, so we can help, you know, get the effort out, the word out. If people have questions, they can give you a call.
Absolutely.
844-967 McKinley, thank you so much for the question and the comment. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We have Janet May.
Jeanette May. I might be related to.
You might be related to. Yeah, sure. Jeanette, though this is a special guest. Do you refer to her as Mrs. General, or
sometimes I just call her the boss.
Mrs. May, thank you for calling in. What say you for the general here?
Hey, hello, and General May, thank you so much for your service. I had a question about the important role, or if you could tell me a little bit about the role that spouses and families play in the Wisconsin Air National Guard.
Well, Mrs. May, we thank you for, because I truly think it's a family service, particularly in your situation. So thank you for all you do, first of all. But I think it's a great and pertinent question, General.
It's a great question. And as my wife knows, I preside over a lot of retirement ceremonies. And sometimes that's the first time that a service member's entire family has been there. And there's a phrase we use, which is, we all serve. And that includes all of the family. The family is serving right alongside the service member. And like Captain Eagle was talking about earlier, and Admiral First Class Jones, it takes a number of people to get that service member out the door to do whatever it is we're asking them to do. So family support is essential. There's a lot of inconvenience that comes along with it. And hopefully there's also an element of pride and service, and certainly Jeanette and I have been able to see and do a lot of interesting things over the years as a result of our service in the military. But that's the way I see it. For her and I, we're in this together. Without her, there's no me.
Yeah.
And she keeps me straight. I'm not the general at home. I'm just Dave at home. So that's an important part of it too. But it gets complicated.
We're going to do a little business here for a minute. We're going to come back. I want to follow up on that question.
Sure.
Because you touched on it before, the support that you're giving your entire company right now, but particularly for spouses, families with children, what sort of programs from the Wisconsin Air National Guard to help those folks while their spouse is training or away on deployment? We'll come back and talk about that. Also, more of your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Questions for the General on Civic Media's Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Humble Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along in hour number two, our special Wisconsin Air National Guard show, the salute to them and all the great folks that serve in our military, particularly during this holiday season. In the first part of the show, we're honored to have Captain Sarah Eagle. She is an F-35 pilot, and also Airman First Class Chris Jones with us, an explosive ordnance disposal expert. And right now, we are doing questions with Brigadier General David May, the commanding officer of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, something that is not done often in general. Again, thanks for doing this. If you'd like to ask the general a question, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go back to the phones in a second. But, General, I wanted to follow up on that last point. Folks who are away maybe for two or three weeks or a month at a time in the summer on training, or certainly when you go on deployments overseas, the spouse of the person, particularly if that family has children, what does the Air National Guard do to be supportive of those folks?
That's a great question. So the National Guard is absolutely a family, and that family dynamic comes from spending a lot of time together, and our relationships tend to last over several years. So when a unit deploys, and you know, and spouses and kids and pets and everything, you know, is left behind, and they need support, the Guard really does come together like a family. And normally within that unit, there will be a spouse's group. that has a direct line of communication to the commander. And the members of the unit that don't deploy also organize and band together to make sure that every spouse, every family knows who to call if they need help. And then the unit will have resources and people lined up to respond, whether it's a broken washing machine or a flat tire or some kind of situation where a family is overwhelmed. And then throughout that period of time of a deployment or an absence, we're constantly checking in on families to make sure that everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And we do that to some degree all the time, but we really ramp that up during long periods of absences.
Sure. If you'd like to ask Brigadier General David May a question, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Now is the time to call in. You could also text us or call in via the Civic Media app. Let's go back to the phone lines, and it looks like Joanne in Madison. Joanne, thanks for listening. What is your question for General May?
Yes, we really appreciate your service, sir, but just a little but here. We've got these your jets flying overhead all the time, and there's schools over here and child care centers. Now, if a plane accidentally drops on me, and you know you've had accidents, okay? We can go through those, but you know you've had accidents. There's no loss to the world on me, but there's kids over here, and isn't there a way that you can direct these planes over those miles and miles and miles of beautiful empty land? I drive all the time toward Minnesota, and there's just miles and miles of empty land. Why have them fly over populated areas like Madison? Thank you so much, though, for your service, and I hope that we can reconcile this in some way.
Joanna, thank you for calling. Thanks for being respectful. And General, you haven't shied away from this. You know, not everyone is as gung-ho and maybe understands the mission as clearly as other folks. Joanne raises a question I think is out there in the public. What goes into, if you can share as much as you can share with us, the flight patterns you choose? And to Joanne's point directly, she's bringing up, schools and populated areas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do appreciate the question. And we only control the aircraft that we fly, the F-35s here. And we also don't always determine the flight patterns or the takeoff and landing patterns that we take. The FAA has a say in that. We've gone through extensive efforts to design a way to take off and land that is that creates the least amount of noise possible. We prefer to take off to the north, mm-hmm. and climb as quickly as possible, but at the least amount of power in the aircraft, so that we're as high as possible without creating as much engine noise to get up and away from the populated areas. And then on landing, we do something similar, but we actually get to an idle speed in the engine faster than you normally would. So it's a very non-tactical way to take off and land, but it's the quietest way to take off and land. And one other thing that we do, if you'll ever notice, the aircraft will go around the airfield once before they land. In almost every airfield or unit, flying unit, they'll do that at about 1,500 feet. Mm-hmm. We do that at 2,500 feet. Wow. for the express reason to reduce the noise. So that's what we control. Sometimes because of weather or because of air traffic patterns, we have to take off to the south, which actually generates most of the noise complaints. But there are lots of other users of the airport as well, mm-hmm. to include other military users that might come and stop cross-country for a fuel stop or for some other reason, and they aren't necessarily bound by our flight procedures. So we are doing absolutely as much as we can, and we're continually studying it to mitigate the noise to the full extent. And I believe we're the only F-35 unit that does what I just described.
And correct me if I'm wrong, General, but I mean, if you look at military, I'll call them accidents, a civilian term, an accident on the military side versus accident on civilian aircraft, I would think, I mean, any accident is tragic, right? And no one wants that. But, there's human error, there are mechanical errors. I would think that there are fewer accidents, to the caller's point, on the military side if you compare them to the civilian side.
I would think so. To the best of my recollection, the last incident that we actually had here at this airport was in 1994, so mm-hmm. it was quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. We've had other incidents since, but they were not in the vicinity of Dane County Regional Airport. But we do adhere to the, you know, the absolute highest safety standards possible. Not that the airlines don't, they certainly do. But we do have a very good safety record.
Yeah. Appreciate the question. If you want to call in and talk to General May or ask a question, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us or call on the Civic Media app. Again, 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy, 844-96-PARTY. That's what it spells. How about that?
So you may have noticed I was going to look at Captain Eagle to see her reaction to my description of how they take off and land. Again,
not going
non-pilot pilot. She probably could have given you a better, more detailed description. But,
it's not the most satisfying way to take off, right, Captain Eagle?
It's not. I mean, I just talked about how bad.
Why don't you hop over here to the microphone real quick? We can that way we can actually hear you. I turned on the headset. Yeah, go ahead, Captain Eagle.
Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely check.
There you go. Yep.
It's I think you answered it brilliantly. I don't think I could say too much more than that. We try really hard to be as quiet as possible. We take our emergencies back to Volk if we have them. So we're certainly not, you know, dumping fuel over the population or anything like that here. Of course, there are times where there's intermittent conditions, and so we do have to fly a little bit lower to safely recover the aircraft, but it's no different than the commercial aircraft that come out of here. So I think that was a great answer to that question. Of course, I wish I could go faster. I would love to take off an afterburner every single time if I could. I think you would as well.
But, right? Yeah.
You know, for the sake of the population around here, that's not the best way to go about that.
But you both make such a great point. A, you both live in the community. You see people at grocery stores, whatever. There's a care and a concern for the community all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, this is my hometown. This is her adopted hometown. Right. We care greatly about what goes on here.
Except when it comes to basketball. I'm a Badger fan, not a Tar Heels fan. But anyway.
Oh, that'll change.
Come back, take more of your calls. Also, the General's music. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. Now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back to our special salute to the Wisconsin Air National Guard show during these holiday seasons. We appreciate you being along on this Tuesday. Our special guest, the commanding officer of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, Brigadier General David May, and he is being so kind and transparent as to take calls from you all. The listeners, the people of Wisconsin, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. General, thanks again for being back on the show.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
We're going to get to some music in the general in a bit, okay. But I think it's important to hear from the folks, so we'll
Absolutely.
Take a couple more calls.
Yeah, let's do that.
David from Oshkosh, the home of the Wisconsin EAA, a great air facility up there. David in Oshkosh listening in on WISS, our affiliate up there, Oshkosh Air Support. David, thanks for listening. What say you?
How's it going? So my name is David. So I was prior military. I was served 8 years active duty in the Air Force. So I just
thank you for your service.
Separated probably a couple. Thank you. I recently separated a couple years ago, but just to start a family and kind of get things going. But I still feel like the calling is there. I don't know. Like what type of other options, especially with me being separated for a couple of years. I don't know if there's anything going there that I would need to do or whatever the case may be.
We'd be more than happy to talk to you, David. We have lots of people who take a break in service for a period of time, years, sometimes several years, and you can very easily come back into the Guard. And we just need to sit down and talk about the opportunities, see what your career field was before, and talk about some of the opportunities that we have open right now. So goang.com, goang.com is where you can start that. And as you work through that website, just make sure you keep going towards the Wisconsin information, and one of my folks will reach out to you. But we'd love to talk to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, General.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot. Thanks so much, David, for your service. And look at that, General. Maybe we got somebody.
There we go.
Look at that. A recruit right out of the air.
Might be able to get you a recruiting ribbon. You get in three recruits, you get a ribbon.
I'm 54 now, General. I'll answer the phone on the weekend. You want me to do that? As long as Captain Eagle gives me a ride once in a while, you know, that's all I want out of the deal.
It's actually a good point. The Air Force has raised the age limit up to 42. So it's not
me no good, but others.
It's too late for Utah, but other folks up to the age of 42.
That's awesome.
Give it some thought.
Yeah,
And serving on a part-time basis in Wisconsin might be something feasible, especially someone who, you know, I came in late. I came in when I was almost 27 years old, and partly because it was always something I wanted to do at least for a little while, and I sort of came back around to it, you know, in my middle 20s. So if you're one of those people who have thought, boy, I really wish I would have served, and you're 42 years old or younger.
Yeah,
let's talk.
I honest to goodness, I'm thankful I don't have a lot of regrets in life, but not putting on the uniform is one of them. And I encourage, at least make the call to find out what goes into it. Doesn't mean you have to sign the dotted line, but at least make the call, right?
Absolutely. And you've been a great champion and ally to us, which is very valuable.
Do our part. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to talk to General David May, Brigadier General David May, 844-967-2789. Off the text line from WRCE in Richland Center, my hometown, Army veteran and current UPS driver in Richland County texting in says, quote, been listening to the show over a year now. This is my favorite episode of interviews. Keep up the great work. Go Air Force. How about that?
I love it. Aim high. Absolutely.
There you go.
Great stuff.
We appreciate all the folks that UPS drivers do this time of year. Holy cow.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I mean, that's as my granddad used to say, that's partner military right there. I mean, all those packages, what they have to do. So we appreciate your service too, my friend. Let's go back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Sharky down in Racine. Sharky, been a while. Thanks for calling in. What's your question or comment for General May?
Well, first of all, hello, General, and your colleagues. I just admire this. I was born in Milwaukee, and I was definitely on the flight line between Chicago and Green Bay, and when I lived here all these many years and still do. I was wanting to get in the Air Force, but they said I was too short for Air Force police. I was a quarter inch too short. So I said, you know what? I put myself through college, and I became a senior detective and an agent and put 42 years in. But during that time period, though, I was also very, very lucky. This is when the 440th was there, still at Mitchell Field. And I believe the commander there was Roger Stettman, I believe his name was. And they had the 440th security. And I had the opportunity to have some clearance there for when the president came in and all the special duties. And I got to look close up. Yeah, and everyone is always like brothers, and just the things I've seen coming and going, and the comments and the kindness, bringing my family to meet the president, my children to meet the president, and the Air Force people. You know, even though I probably should have pushed a little harder to get in the Air Force, the law enforcement was good by me. But today I got a very important situation. I'm trying, and I outrank you on this one because I'm 64 years old, and I'm getting ready for Santa Claus to land on my back patio. So I'm clearing that thing out, and so we can have a good time. But I tell you, aviation is just amazing, and you are my heroes. And I appreciate the attention this radio station's giving you. You guys deserve every bit of that. And I want you to, you know, Godspeed. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to get the good benefits that you need. And it looks like you guys really got your family situated there, too, with the Air Force. And, boy, I have no regrets per se, but I sure made a lot of friends along the way.
Thanks, Sharky.
That's outstanding. Thank you so much for sharing all that. And you mentioned interacting with the 440th and the camaraderie that you experienced there. It's the personal connections, I think, that lead people to stay so long. You know, we're ordinary people that get to do extraordinary things, but after some amount of time, you stay for the people, and you hit on that. But thank you for sharing that story and your thoughts. Appreciate it very much.
All right, one of the final questions comes from back home. Mom is listening back in Richland Center, and okay. She texts this in. to your...
This is your mom.
This is my mom.
Okay.
Texting in, and she, her favorite guest so far is your wife calling in. I think that's a great question. She says, asks, how involved is the general's wife in hosting other military and heads of government? Is she involved, like a first lady? Like, you know, I mean, does she have responsibilities where she has to show up and do ceremonial things with you?
So she's been with me to receive the vice president on one occasion. Last year, we had the opportunity to go to the White House and meet the first lady. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she goes to numerous events in the Wisconsin National Guard, retirements, promotions, yeah. awards, banquets. She is very often with me, and like I said, we're walking this path together, and a lot of the time that means we're in the same place together. So she has kind of an unofficial but very important role in what we do.
Final kind of newsy question, and we'll get into some music with the general. You talked about this, and we appreciate your openness with us up at Volk Field over the summer. There were over 400 military nominations, appointments by President Biden being held up in the United States Senate. Again, understanding that you don't get into partisan politics and you can't comment on that part of it. But just talk to him and give us an update now that all, but I think there is 12 or 14 kind of four stars that are being held up right now. But now that most of those have been approved, what domino effect does that have in Wisconsin and your thoughts on that?
So it's certainly great progress having most of those nominations allowed to go forward. Some very key positions that have been held up for a while, and there still are some amongst those four stars that have not been released. Fortunately, no real impact here back in Wisconsin. You know, we rely on leadership and vision from the Air Force, and having that held up, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General Brown, who's now the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and then his replacements, and then the Vice Chief of Staff, having those disrupted certainly also disrupted the flow of guidance and strategic vision down to our level. But at a personal level, so far we've been okay. And at this point, our guard-related nominations for senior officer promotion list have not been impacted. So that's good.
That's good news. And you spoke eloquently this summer that whether it's not necessarily directed at Air National Guard, but military service in general, when these are all held up, I mean, there are families that can't move. They don't know where they're going. It has a real impact on morale and readiness.
It really does. I mean, these are, you know, the senior folks have kids, of course, sometimes adult kids, and you're balancing getting a kid off to college or off to a new job, and you need to move from one side of the country to the other, and you're getting temporary living situations together. Mm-hmm. It gets really, really complicated, and it's a distraction from the service. So I think what I told you last summer was service is already hard, especially at the most senior levels, and this just makes it even harder.
Yeah. Well, glad that at least most of the logjam has been taken care of, and hopefully these other four stars will get taken care of soon as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you all the people that called in. Thank you, General May. Perhaps we will do this again in the future. But now a little fun. I mean, it's all been fun. It's been all been fun. But we talked, and one of the cool things, and one of the things I've just appreciated getting to know you, General May, and we're talking with Brigadier General David May, the commanding officer of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. And it goes to what we spoke with Captain Eagle and Airman First Class Jones. Y'all are real people. And you actually have real lives, and you just don't always wear the uniform.
Right.
And so we thought, you're a music guy. So we thought, what does a general listen to?
Yeah, great question. So I think I understood the assignment. So what I did was I just took a few moments to think about kind of the first 10 songs that I could remember in my life early on from when I was really, really young that really had an impact on me. Like I remember who played it for me, who introduced me to it, where I was, what I felt. And I wrote down, I don't know, 10 or 12 of those songs and thought it'd be cool to listen to them. And when I looked at the list, I'm like, okay, this really has a huge impact on what I like and what I like to listen to and how my listening tastes have evolved over, you know, I'm in my mid-50s now, but just what I choose to put on in the car when I'm driving to work. And it all kind of starts from the beginning. And my parents listened to a lot of music where they were both musicians to varying degrees. And the first song that I can clearly remember listening to is Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line. In fact, the whole album.
Wow, really?
So my mom figured out, my mom took a break from her profession for a while to stay home with me before I started school, and I think she figured out that as long as that record was playing, I would stay out of her hair. All she had to do was flip the album over.
Really? Yeah.
And I would stay planted in front of the stereo, and that was back when stereos were enormous.
You know, and look, now we're old enough, vinyl's back in vogue. Yeah, we're in.
I know. That's really something.
We can't play the whole song because our streaming will cut out. We'll give you a little snippet. Mr. Zommer is over at the board there. Here's a little Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line, by a request by General May.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Great song. My colleague Matt Flynn is a huge fan of Johnny Cash. Yeah. He uses a lot of that in his song. Ever seen Johnny Cash in person?
I never got to see him in person. I found his last project that he did before he passed was really amazing. Yeah. I mean, he just a true American treasure and icon.
One of the best things I ever saw on television was, and probably your folks here with us are too young to remember, but back in the day, you guys, MTV and VH1 used to actually play music, you know, and things like that. And it was called Storytellers. And there was a great VH1 show, Storytellers, Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. And for about an hour and 90 minutes, it was just the two of them, two guitars on two stools, and 50 people around them. It was spectacular.
Yeah.
I have the album.
I might have to borrow it from you.
Yeah, we'll get it to you. But Mr. Zommer, you want to have time for one more before the break or no? Nope. Okay, we're going to come back and we're going to get through. We're not going to get through the entire list, General, because we have people call in, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. I appreciate that.
Which only means we got to come back and do more music sometime.
Yeah, I'll hold you to it.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll start with the music.
All right, we'll start there and then go to the calls of the serious stuff. We're going to come back. What else does a general listen to when he's doing his job or just chilling out? We should have also asked Captain Eagle what she listens to up in the air. I'll ask her that during the break. Come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show. And this is a special edition on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball with our special guest, Brigadier General David May of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, the commanding officer. Little Beatles there, a little chill music, General. Yeah. Sun King. Yeah. So we're talking about what does a general listen to on the show today. That's a great selection and not one a lot of people. We have a listener, Jeff Perry, I used to work with. He'd get that. But that's one that, when you say Beatles, might not come to people's attention.
So I'm the guy, I was always the guy, I still am the guy that I'd buy an album and I would fall in love with the least popular song on the album and sort of fixate that on
that. Cool.
And then wonder, well, how did it get on there? Because it's not the commercial choice, but that's where a lot of the real nuggets are, some of the real artistry. The backstory on this is, you know, I'm in fifth grade at M1 grade school over in Middleton, and this is the music. Abbey Road was the album that our teacher would play as a reward if we were good.
Really?
Yeah. And of course, you know, after hearing this a few times, what I wanted for Christmas was my own copy of Abbey Road.
Right.
And actually ran into that teacher last summer. We had a bit of a reunion. And I said, do you remember playing us Abbey Road? Mm. And he said, vaguely. I said, well, you know, we all listened to it. And I think all of us went home and told our parents about it. And he's like, ooh, how did that go over? I said, well, every kid on the block got Abbey Road from Santa Claus that year.
Wow. Because
we all asked for it. And then it was just, you know, meeting up at the park to talk about what's your favorite song.
So cool. I mean, music is one of those things that really can change lives. It's one of those things that stick with. And I mean, it's kind of like, to me, it's like, you know, our sense of smell. You'll catch a waft of something. It'll take you back to somewhere.
Absolutely.
And for me also, like when I hear a tune, it'll take me back to a point in my life.
Yeah. Smells, sounds, people, vivid memories. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And sometimes you want to maybe leave something in a box for a little while. We're like, I'm not ready for that right now. Let's listen for something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to General May about some of his favorite tunes here. Another one, Beatles to AC/DC.
Sure. Yeah, there are a lot of hard right turns on this list here. And I've always liked really loud, energetic music of all types, especially when it's well executed.
Loud,
yeah, I suppose so. And of course, AC/DC has they've got the corner on loud, energetic, well done music. And this is actually the first band that I was in. I played drums back in the day, and the first kid that asked me to come over and be be part of his basement band. This was the first song.
I love it.
And we gave it our best shot. But
also, you played drums
better than AC/DC.
All the coolest people on the Todd Allbaugh Show play drums. We got Todd, we got me, we got Luke Mathers, and we got you.
And now the General May. You're part of the drum fraternity.
We need a drum circle.
Maybe I'll bring my old set in, and we'll beat on the drums a little bit. Here's a little AC/DC for you. Flying Through the Air, You Shook Me All Night Long, a request by General May. We can keep this one going, Mrs. Yeah. Honors. This one just, I mean, you can't, you roll down the windows, you know, on summer day, smell the fresh cut hay out in southwest Wisconsin. You feel like maybe you're an F-35 pilot. You're not, but you feel like it.
You got it, yeah. And we did this one without vocals. We couldn't find anybody brave enough really? To take on the vocals. But it's one of those that you turn up proudly and enjoy it. Hope everybody else around you is enjoying it as well.
It's a great song. And again, Hard Right Turns, one of my other favorite artists, B.B. King.
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, my parents exposed us to a lot of music as a kid. And back when the Overture Center was the Civic Center, and I'd been there a number of times, my mom took me to see B.B. King. It was probably 84, 85, and it was just the two of us. And I didn't really know what we were going to see, which was not unusual. They'd just say, hey, we've got tickets, we're going to go.
Yeah.
And it really, it changed the way I heard music for the rest of my life. His presence and his sound was so big and so amazing. I'd never seen or heard anything like it in my life. And I went on to see him a number of times throughout, the rest of his life, never as much as I wanted to. But what an iconic influence. And that led me to, listen to other great, City Blues or Electric Blues, the Three Kings, B.B. King, Albert King, and Freddie King. Love Freddie King. Yeah. You've played it for me on the show before. Yeah. But it takes you back around to the roots of rock and roll. It's always blues-based.
Mr. Zomers, let's hear just a little bit here as the General and I finish it out. This is The Thrill Is Gone by the great, late B.B. King. I'm eternally jealous now.
The thrill is gone away.
Mr. Somers, let's keep that going. Just turn it down a little bit. Keep it under us here. Let's keep PBK. Like you play us on the way out here. General David May, Brigadier General David May, Commander of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. Thank you so much for this. Thanks for sharing a little bit of yourself and putting a human stamp on something that a lot of us don't always understand.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been great. Thank you to your listeners for calling in and for listening. Yeah. And thank you to you for giving us this forum to be able to talk freely and openly about what we do, because obviously we love what we do and we want people to understand us.
Well, appreciation to Captain Sarah Eagle, an F-35 pilot, also Airman First Class Chris Jones as well. Thank you very much for what you do. Back with more, and also, of course, General David May. Thank you all. You're our heroes. Happy holidays to y'all. Stay tuned.